KXFM, 10:33 the time, 27 minutes before 11 o'clock. And so when I first got to town some 25 years ago, and you're discovering things and places and people, and again, one of the many reasons I absolutely love the community we live in is because of how tight-knit we are. Well, of course, if you've lived here for any length of time, you know the only place to end your night in is the Sandpiper Lounge. And I ran across 25 years ago, I ran across the brothers, Chuck and Chip, at Sandpiper Lounge. And since then, you feel like they're family. And like all of us here in the community, they are also hit by this coronavirus, the COVID-19, and the closures that and the finances that that kick us all in the butt. So on the line, I've got Chuck with us from the Sandpiper. Chuck, how are you today?
I'm fair to Midland, you know.
I hear you. I think my first question is, hopefully, are you healthy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been staying pretty healthy. I've been pretty lucky.
All right, good.
So.
Wearing the mask, you're staying at home, you're doing all the right things.
Yeah. So between, I leave from here, go straight to the bar, doing some things around there, kind of cleaning up, painting, doing some stuff, rearranging things and catching up, doing some things I should have done over the years and stuff. Got the boys in there kind of helping me out and everything. So, you know,
we can expect a fresh coat of paint on the sand at the Sandpiper. Are you kidding me?
Not so loud. Okay. I don't want to ruin our image here. You know, I mean, they don't call it the Dirty Bird for nothing.
I hear you. Again,
I almost went way out and almost got new carpet.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
I got 30 years of gum on that floor. I'm afraid I might lose it.
It's just really a carpet made of gum at this point. Please, leave it as it is, please.
Yeah.
But the Sandpiper, a place, and I've been mentioning this all morning, though. It's a place that the community loves, and it's where I end my, if I go out, I will end my evening at the Sandpiper, inevitably. And we've been doing that for years. And tell me how it's affected you. Tell me how the closures have affected you personally.
Well, personally, you know, I kind of like, you know, I'm so used to running errands for the bar, you know, and doing things, doing this and doing that and stuff and, you know, making sure things are done. And I've whittled myself down to two nights a week bartending, you know, but I got my son Grant, you know, working on the bartending there several nights. And get my other son Spencer, you know, helping out with the door and stuff, and he's been hiring a band, so it's been pretty neat. You know, we got a nice little family co-op going there. My wife Jeannie's been awesome. She's been helping me out like incredible by this whole thing. So it's been really neat, you know, in a way to get our family a little closer and stuff. But it's a bummer because, you know, when you've been there for 50 years and the bar's been there for almost 80 years, you know, it's kind of tough sitting there thinking, God, I've been closed a month.
Right.
You know, and right. I'm like, wow, you know.
So did you, obviously, it's one of the small businesses that would be in distress. You're not making the income that you should every single night for that entire month. And now it's going to be longer that we know that. Did you apply for either of the two loans, the PPP or the emergency aid?
Yeah, the EIDL and the PVC. Yeah, I applied for both of them and haven't heard anything from either one of them yet.
Wow.
You know, so we're just kind of sitting and pondering the outcome of this and stuff, you know. So hopefully something will come along and give us a little aid and everything. So I'm just kind of looking forward to them to raise the curtain so we can open up again, you know, and start doing something. I don't know to what extent,
right.
You know. I mean, I'm going to try and I'd like to go back to doing live music just like we were before, but... You know, right now, I don't know. You know, it's kind of be kind of tough. I don't know what the bands have got planned. I don't know what the restrictions are. Everybody's got to wear masks, especially the employees.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we're trying to get one of those thermometers to take people's temperature when they come in to see if they're all right, you know. And right. Just, you know, little things like that just to try and... If we do open, not let it fall back and take off again.
Right.
You know.
Let me ask you a super serious question, because apparently the science is that we really can't fully engage again until we have massive nationwide testing. So let's say that doesn't happen until October or November or even later than that. what are we doing? What is the sand? What's the future for the sandpiper in particular? If we still have to keep our distance and we don't have testing, and you're not able to do.
Well, you know, you ever heard of bag borrowing and stealing?
I do it every day. I really do.
Well, we're just trying to hope I can keep our heads above water,
right.
You know, and just go along and take a, you know, every day at a time and stuff, you know, and doing what we have to do, you know, and if we ever do have to open up again, I'd love to have all my employees come back, but it may just start being the Spencer Grant Chuck Show,
right.
You know,
which is sad.
Working there every day, you know,
right.
So, you know, and that's why I've kind of cut myself down to, you know, three nights or two nights a week and stuff. So I may start being a day bartender and let the kids take the night bartending, you know,
right.
So.
Right. Well, Chuck, I got to tell you, since I got to town, you and your family, I've always held you guys close to my heart. I absolutely love the family, and I love what you've always how you've always been open to not only me but the rest of the community, and how you make us all feel like neighbors,
yeah.
And family. And I really appreciate that. And I wish you the very best of luck, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fun over the years. I mean, like, you know, up until my kids got in high school, I started doing fundraisers. You know, for the baseball programs, I think I did a football one, cross country, basketball, you know, the baseball. I've done, you know, a bunch of fundraisers. I've done some for people who have been sick and done some for, you know, just other little organizations that need a kick in the butt, you know, to keep going, you know, some money and everything. So it's been really nice, you know, to be able to run a bar and I know be able to give back to the community, because when I do these fundraisers, you know, I've never charged any of them,
right.
You know, for the facility. I pay my own employees to be there. I try and make it as much as the money they're raising for these fundraisers go to the fund rather than to beat around the bush and they get a percentage of it, you know.
Right. Well, one thing is for sure, your love for the community has always shown, man, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, we were moved here in 1947, and my mom and dad's first jobs were at the Sandpiper for my uncle, who was the original owner. And, you know, we ended up taking the bar over. He sold the business in the early 50s, and we bought the bar back in 69. So, you know, and I'm sure you heard we had that 50th anniversary in December, you know. So.
I know. You know, I keep close touch with Lisa Farber, who fills me in on all that stuff, man.
Yeah. Lisa's a sweetheart. Yeah,
yes, she is.
She does really good with the vibe and spreading the news around town and everything, and we really enjoy that, you know, and enjoy seeing her too. So
likewise, there's going to be a day. There's going to be an end to this tunnel. We'll all see each other at the end of this tunnel, Chuck, and I look forward to it. Please, anytime you got news or something, if next time you get another coat of paint on the wall, please feel free and call me up.
You better watch out. I might scare you. I got new carpet on the floor. So people have to look down when they walk in instead of looking up.
Chuck, it was a pleasure talking to you today.
All right. You too, man. Once, take care.
Thank you
for calling.
All right. Thank you as well, Chuck.
Right.
Great member of the community here from the Sandpiper. That's Chuck.